time to talk some college basketball. We do it every week at this time with our NCAA basketball insider, the former college coach, owner of the five-star camps, Lee Klein, joins us. And Lee, well, another week and another list of great games in the days ahead. Welcome back.
Good to be back. Wow, you know, it's hard to believe we're in February and the season is steaming by us, and every game now, you know, means something within as teams are facing their conference opponents now for the second time. So the scouting, the intensity, everything is at a whole level up.
We haven't seen the upsets this week, but there have been some tight games and some interesting games among teams in the top 10, including Maryland getting a pretty good test from Nebraska. Were you surprised by that?
No, I thought that was a classic trap game. Having to play at Nebraska after a tough, hard-fought win on Sunday in Columbus. And then having Purdue, who, a top-tier Big Ten team, come into your place. I thought this Nebraska game would be a tight game, and it was. But the Terps, you know, find a way. And this is why people really like this team to go to the Final Four. You had a dynamic point guard, and Mello Trimble, you have a really developing post game. Robert Carter, very talented, didn't play overly well this game, but Diamond Stone, the McDonald's All American, 8 block shots, 16 points, a major factor. And then the outside shooting, the wings, the Jake Layman's, Rashid Suleiman, weren't great this game, but were very good in an important victory against Michigan State. And so you have, I think, the makings of a Final Four team with consistency.
Well, they've got another test coming up this week in Maryland up against Purdue. How do you size that one up?
This is kind of it's a fun game because you got a lot of beef in the post. You know, Purdue is one of the few teams that, it's probably the biggest front court in the country, when you consider A.J. Hammonds, Haas, and then Caleb Swanigan. I mean, those three guys are huge guys and really a test for anybody's front court. And they have an interesting, you know, they had a tough loss at Iowa. They got things back on track. Now they've got Maryland, and then they host Michigan State. So their chance is, for a Big Ten title, if you will, for Purdue comes down to these next couple of games and really showing that they can play with the elite of this conference.
Lee, Ben Simmons gets a lot of love nationally based on his talent level, but there are some really other intriguing players that are lighting it up recently.
Oh, no question. I mean, Ben Simmons is, he's a point forward. He's he could do so many things that influence the game, whether it be make a pass, get a rebound, take a charge. Really a great story, one that I hope extends to the NCAA tournament. But this is not a one, this isn't the, he's not the only show in town. There's so many other great players in the country. The one thing that's been fun to see this year is the senior influence, the Buddy Hields, the Denzel Valentines, all across America, Jared Utah. I mean, the seniors have been playing on a whole other level compared to everyone else. So the upperclassmen, this is the year of the upperclassmen, and you've seen great impact. And they're talented freshmen. We talked about Diamond Stone last night. You see flashes of these dynamic freshmen every week showing you their potential, but rarely do they do it on a day-in, day-out basis. And that's what maturity provides for consistency.
Well, Lee, we're talking with Lee Klein, NCAA basketball insider from the five-star basketball camp, Slam Magazine, and we talked about those teams meeting each other for the second time, and the one I'm really looking forward to this weekend, the second meeting between Villanova and Providence.
Yeah, and I'm interested, that first off, that was an incredible game first time around that Providence won in overtime. And their dynamic duo, Chris Dunn, Ben Bentiel, willed a victory and snapped Villanova's long streak of I think it was 22 games in a row, Villanova didn't lose in conference. So that was Providence came up with a big victory, but then they lost Ben Bedteel Tuesday to a sprained ankle, which ended up being disastrous as they fell to DePaul. They fell behind, couldn't come back. Now you got Villanova coming in. You have to find out, how's Ben Bedteel doing with the sprained ankle? Will you have him? And what Providence has missed the whole season, and this will be so important for them to correct if they're going to be a legitimate team to make a run in the tournament, and that is that perimeter shooter. They have been missing a perimeter shooter and get consistency, whether it be a number of guys that, have stepped in, but they desperately need a guy that they count on for a three-point shot. They recently got Ryan Fasikas back, who's probably their best three-point shooter. He struggled initially. Now he's starting to get a little bit more run, feel a little bit better. They desperately need to be able to stretch the floor with that.
Lee, which
Villanova
team?
Is
go ahead.
Just so well coached, and everyone knows their role. The trust factor offensively and defensively that team has is just at an unparalleled level. They're not the most talented team in America, but they have a great point guard. They got a terrific wing scorer, and they got a guy that protects the rim.
Lee, which teams, if any, at this point, have really put themselves in the driver's seat to be seeded come tournament time?
It's interesting. Oklahoma has done, the best job. The power conferences, look, the winner of the Big 12, the winner of the Big 10, the winner of the ACC, these three teams are going to be number one seeds. Now, is that the regular season winner, and will that, be the tournament winner as far as, for that conference? Not necessarily. But those three conferences will really dictate, a top seed. And when you talk about the seeds, I think this is kind of important, for people to know. What's the difference, right? We always talk about one seeds in that part. The difference is one seed's winning percentage is almost 79%. A two seed is 70% throughout the tournament. So it's significant. If you can get one seed, it's significant as far as how far you'll go, your opportunity to go. So I think, when you talk about Oklahoma, either Iowa, Michigan State, Maryland, whoever's going to emerge in the Big Ten, you're talking about ACC, which really looks to be Carolina or Virginia now is back in that conversation. And then we'll see if Villanova could hold that fourth number one spot, or will Texas A&M, who has some tough tests coming up here, if they can keep the SEC on that top line. We'll find out pretty quick, as A&M's got that little stretch at Vanderbilt tonight, and then they play South Carolina on Saturday. That'll be an interesting back-to-back to evaluate them.
We talk college basketball every Thursday with Lee Klein of the Five Star Basketball Camp. Lee, thanks as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll see you again next week.
Looking forward to it.